So, Donald walked off last episode.
Yeah.
And, I haven't seen him since. So, Tony's here.
Hey, yo, what's up? I'm back.
Yeah, I put a, I'm also going to adjust my mic again like I did at the beginning of the last episode. Please forgive me. Donald walked off and, I put a little like note out to see if anyone can find him.
It's going
to
be like right here.
Haven't gotten any, I put a little missing person thing, kind of like a One Piece poster. But then the strangest thing.
What?
The strangest thing. I got a ransom note.
Yeah.
Saying to put you on the podcast.
Where's the ransom note? Right here.
Somewhere.
Right here.
And, I don't know. It just told me to put you on.
Well, we better do what they say or else who knows what happens to Tono.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. Anyway, guys, welcome back. Like we said, Anthony is here.
I'm back.
One of the actual technical OG, if you want to be
there since day
specific.
One.
Well, technically, David was there since day one because you got sick. But anyway, actually.
What?
Actually, no. Okay. So for context, if you guys want the Nerd Slice lore, right? The very first Nerd Slice content ever posted was a blind guess the fast food challenge, right? It was a little way to like test the waters, kind of just see what we're about. So we have this boyo here.
Yeah, I was there. I was the one eating blindly.
Yeah, we got poisoned at one point because my brother lived next door and you know, he just
came to visit.
He decided to give us, I don't even remember. One was like a
it was
weird
alcohol.
One was alcohol. One was alcohol. One was like some weird coconut candy.
Oh, I remember the coconut candy.
But anyway, but then after that, once we started posting videos, right? We did a little gameplay here and there. Not the best gameplay, but gameplay nonetheless. We had one mic, a capture card that worked half the time. Gameplay was interesting to say the least.
Hey, yo, did you see what happened at the Macy's parade?
The Macy's parade?
Yeah.
Like the Thanksgiving one?
Yeah.
I saw that my boy Luffy had half a straw hat.
Luffy had a bucket hat.
Yeah. Someone really said that's a Monkey D. Luffy.
That's Monkey D. Luffy.
Yeah.
He was really with the drip that day.
No, yeah. I mean, I get it. I heard, honestly, like, I usually watch the Thanksgiving parade. I didn't watch it this year. I was just, I don't know.
I didn't feel like everybody
It didn't catch my attention. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, for those of you.
Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys had a jolly Thanksgiving and got
jolly Thanksgiving.
Up.
Got
like food.
No, I got you. Anyway. I heard a lot of interesting things. I heard there was a song about corn. There was just a 3-minute song about corn.
Uh-huh.
Don't know what that's about. Luffy was there the very first time he's ever been in the Macy's
Parade.
Did they have
any musicals like they normally do?
I think they had Back to the Future. They had some other ones. Like I said, they just had a really random one about corn. Our boy Grogu was there. Baby Yoda. Ooh. Our Lord and Savior. Baby Yoda. Your son.
My
actually.
Boy.
How's your son?
My son. He's chilling.
He's chilling?
He has, you know, I did the whole.
Has he like started preschool yet?
High school. The Luffy.
Look at
thing.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were doing that. Look at my son. You did the hat thing?
Yeah, you know, with Shanks.
So is he the protagonist?
Yeah,
is that
it's
what
a bucket
saying?
Hat now. Uh-huh. But, you know, deflated.
That's kind of cute. But yeah, everyone. The Luffy apparently almost crashed into a pole. His hat deflated. Goku was there.
No, so
Goku was
cheeked up.
Goku was
double cheeked up on a
cheeked up, bro. I was looking at that phone. I went, damn.
It's funny because when we go back to the Luffy thing, people were saying it got sliced by a tree.
Okay,
you know that?
No.
So people are making jokes because there's an admiral that's powers a tree.
So yeah. So people were like, "Life is imitating art." I mean, One Piece has had we finally finished Wano. Finally
finished Wano.
So apparently the manga has been popping off. Like you said, if you Trafigura's Law, I haven't applied that in a while.
In a
Trafigura's
long time.
Law. Go watch One Piece. Go read One Piece. There's a reason why
it is
as popular as it is.
And it's about to end, so you're about to be part of history.
I don't think it's about to end. Maybe in like a year or two. Maybe like 3 years, four years.
It's about to end in One Piece terms.
That's fair. Because Wano went on for 4 years, and everyone was just like, oh my god, we're getting close to One Piece. It's like, and then, you know, it's cool. But, you know, obviously One Piece obviously has a very interesting, quote-unquote, power system. mm-hmm. right? And I feel like I've seen a lot of debates on the interwebs trying to decide who has the best power system, right? Because obviously the internet's the internet, and we always get into the, well, Goku could beat Naruto, but Naruto could beat Ichigo, but none of these can beat if there was in the JoJo world, because, you know, whoa, Boruto is actually Burrito, and it just, you know.
Okay, we're gonna cycle back on the Naruto beat Ichigo thing, but I do agree with the
power. Oh, you don't system. Agree after you put Naruto at number three in your top three big three anime rankings.
Anyways. So, power systems. Do you have a specific power system that you're more fond over than the others?
I mean, here's my thing. I look at power systems in two different ways in anime, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a very classic, like, I like when the power system is simple, because then it also is like, it's just these people just beating the shit out of each other, right?
Like Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball's power system is big energy, big bad, right?
Yeah.
Because yes, obviously Dragon Ball, they have different like techniques that they can use, but at the end of the day, it's just, wow, they got a transformation, let's fight, right?
Oh my god. The color of the rainbows.
But then if we're getting into like our childhood also, like Naruto over time started to develop its quote unquote power system. They introduced a sort of universal, everyone has chakra, and like chakra and has different chakra, nature energies. Yeah. And then we got into the fucking
Remember that episode?
Jinchuriki and Susanoo's.
Remember that episode where Jiraiya just did this to Naruto and was like, oh, that's why you're not doing so well. Your hair goes to the right, so you're a righty.
Oh, when they taught him the Rasengan?
Yeah.
Naruto solved a lot of its problems. I mean, like, wait a minute. I also like, someone put a comparison going, if you want to see the true progression of anime, Naruto learning about chakra could barely walk on water, and now he's, like, blowing up planets. So yeah. I think that just really shows its preference. But I do like the power systems that have a little bit more nuance to it. Like, I think a lot of people argue that one of the best power systems is from Hunter x Hunter.
I would agree with
because
that.
Because the introduction, which also...
But...
The fact that, like, the Hunter x Hunter system has just evolved over the year, because apparently, I haven't read the manga. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But apparently now they introduce something that's the equivalent of a stand.
I don't know what's happening in the manga right now. I have spoilers, but the Hunter x Hunter power system is kind of intense. It's really intense. At first, it was like, oh, you have different types of scale.
Of
you're
men,
either strength
yeah.
or your technique.
Yeah, there was like
this.
Seven. There was like seven of them.
So if you're good at this, but at the opposite end of the scale, you're really bad at that.
But I think it did really good with showing the progression of the system over time. And also, like, allowing to showcase, like, well, it makes sense now that you look at this character that they've always had this type.
Also, the narrator for Hunter x Hunter, guy had business. Guy had a lot of business he's able to be on that show. Because let me tell you, they had, like, 5 minutes of him standing there explaining the power system, being like, Gon has evolved from the strength, which means he's able to do this and
this. Well, Gon as a character my man went from like haha to ho-ho.
Like Itadori like, right now?
No, listen. That's another thing. We're talking about power system, right? I think Jujutsu Kaisen has an amazing power system, right? Cursed energy, and I like how they kind of do like Hunter x Hunter where like yeah, it's cursed energy, which could just be like chakra or like spiritual pressure from Bleach, but they make it in such a way where it's like, no, it makes sense why certain people do it this way and like why they can cancel out. And my favorite thing is that Yuji's thing is just, all right, these hands, let's go.
I'm right.
I'm left. Because really, it really is like the narrator of Jujutsu Kaisen is like, Chozo coagulated his blood in order to do this one thing, and Yuji's just like, we're in the bathroom. This is my fucking domain now. I'm gonna punch you real fucking hard. But then it doesn't work because then he still gets traumatized.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways.
Can we take a moment for Nanami?
Cut that. Anyways. Yeah, spoiler warnings. So, power systems. Which power system would you want to have? If you could choose one.
I want a stand. I want a stand.
Which
so
stand?
Badly.
Which stand? You want a random stand or do you have a stand in mind?
Well, technically it would be a random stand, but if I could pick a stand, Golden Experience Requiem.
But here's my thing.
The most broken stand.
No, Golden, I mean, we've said it on the podcast. The two abilities that I think are the most broken are Golden Experience and Gojo's. Because Gojo's
zero?
Gojo's everything just dummy broken. Dummy broken. But Golden Experience, Golden Requiem, also yeah. really broken. But I also feel like we have to look at it like we're not in the JoJo world. So I feel like, I guess Golden Requiem could still be good because you would just be a god.
Yeah, you turn everything to zero.
You're just feeding your god complex.
Literally, everything that you could do would just wouldn't work. He's like Gojo, but on crack.
Fair. I fucking love JoJo. We're rewatching I said JoJo. Yep, there we go. They sound too similar. We're rewatching JoJo and I'm just like, wow, I forgot how fucking cracked out this show is.
You know what also I feel is a fun power system? Fairy Tail.
So just magic? Fairy Tail's weird to me because being Fairy Tail also, like Naruto to me, has like a very somewhat simple concept. It's just like magic, right? It's just magic and people have different types of magic.
Yeah.
But then it's weird because like sometimes their magic are similar, but then they phrase it in a way that's different. Like I've seen 10 different types of like anti-magic in Fairy Tail. Mm-hmm. Because this one's like, I can create a barrier that cancels out your magic, and I can create this that cancels out your magic. But then it's weird because then we got into Dragon Slayer, 7th generation,
God Slayer, Devil Slayer, Demon.
And I'm just like, how many people have
Slayer magic?
The same amount of magical power, just in a different font. Like, slight spoilers for the Fairy Tail
community?
Spinoff, like the new manga that's been out for a while now. Yeah, they're fighting like dragons now that are like dragon god slayers. Like it's just like,
yeah, Natsu's pretty broken.
Natsu keeps getting his shit rocked though.
Now let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Would you live in the My Hero world?
Just get a
but
random
quirk? But
you don't
get to pick your quirk.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I feel like having a superpower in a world with superpowers.
Remind you, there's some pretty weird. Like, remember that guy who had just a pencil for a face?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind having a quirk because, like I said, like realistically, like if I lived in this world where everyone's a hero, I don't know if I'd be a hero. It depends what my quirk is. If I have like a dummy broken quirk, I'm gonna be like, absolutely, I'm gonna pick a quirk. But I know you would be a villain, and you would be a villain with like the dumbest quirk. Your quirk could be like, I turn into a tree, and you'd be like, look at me. Ugh. Can't hit me now, can you? Which quirk would I want, though? Trying to think. I mean, some of the quirks in My Hero, even the ones that seem like Mirio. Mirio's quirk isn't broken.
He's just broken.
He's just... I fucking love Mirio. He's just the bestest boy, and he learned how to use his quirk effectively.
But that's the thing I like about it, is that it doesn't matter what power you have. It's just how you use it.
True.
Think about Best Genus. He's just strings. He's Doflamingo.
Oh, Doflamingo is pretty broken. No, you know which quirk I think would be interesting? Just because I feel like I'd have really weird things. Sun Eater. He just eats things and turns into them. Because I feel like I would just eat the weirdest shit and be like,
is it whatever
whoa.
He eats? I thought it was animals.
No, because remember he had like diamonds and stuff too.
Oh, he ate a diamond.
He ate like a little fragment of like some sort of like diamond. Or like it was like the iron in his system. So you realize that like if you were a hero and if I was a hero and you were a villain, we'd have to like
clash it out.
You have to clash it out. Or is this gonna be like am I gonna like talk no jutsu you? Be like,
you
need to see
no jutsu me?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
I'd be like, we got Lean Leaf Patty on this side. And you'd be like, alright, let's go. Respect.
Alright.
Do you wanna do our sponsor of the day?
Sponsor of the day. Who's the
sponsor
of the
day? No, I was saying, like, do you want to come up with our sponsor of the day?
Oh, sponsor of the day is Thanksgiving turkey.
Well, even because, though Donald, maybe that's why Donald went missing, because he told everyone he didn't like turkey. Do you like turkey?
I don't think
you weren't on that pod when we were talking about it. You like turkey? Yeah. Like turkey? What's like your Thanksgiving spread look like?
What do you mean,
what, dude? I saw.
I got like cornbread. I got
I
glazed ham.
Fucking love cornbread. Sorry, that came from the
soul. That came from the soul.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a cornbread. I had mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes? I had a, with, yeah, with or without gravy?
I didn't have gravy at mine, sadly. But I do like gravy. I do like it with gravy.
Like Young Gravy? Like the rapper?
I think we can't play his music.
We can do like 3 seconds. I think
Young Gravy. You know,
is that our sponsor?
Young Gravy is our sponsor.
Young
Gravy
is our sponsor for the
Thank
day.
Thank you, Young Gravy.
Thank you, Young Gravy, for
go check out his music on Spotify today.
Go check it out. Maybe he'll follow us back.
You know, I know Young Gravy.
Well, you know, you also know Old Ketchup. That's my rapper name. I did that on a pod. If you shout out to I think it was like episode 38. Shout out to episode 38, Old Ketchup. How do you know Young Gravy?
Because we go way back, bro.
Yeah.
He's Cozy's friend.
Oh, you know, honestly, that's all you had to say.
Yeah.
If you honestly had to say that he would know Cozy, I would 100% agree with you. I think it's gonna be real funny when we get an actual sponsor, and then we're gonna have to be like preference and look at everyone and go, guys, this is actually we are getting paid to talk about this person or this thing. Okay. We are getting paid. We did have one official sponsor. I think we should make Juan the eternal sponsor.
I want Juan to pay us like $1.
Just $1?
Just so we could have official sponsor.
We can have him as our official. I might talk to him about that. Be like, listen, Juan.
Just pay us $1.
Because I honestly want him to be into our Nerd Slice Hall of Fame.
You know what really irks me?
A lot?
Power scalers.
The people that are like power scalers.
Because the one that I see the most is Naruto versus Luffy. And I'm like,
you know what my answer to that is, right?
What is it?
I always answer it. This is my favorite answer because I saw someone that said it perfectly and I wholeheartedly agree with them. Because they were like, oh, like who? Because you know how there's always the argument like Batman could win against everyone.
Yeah.
Right? Like Batman with enough prep time. With enough prep time, like if he would always have a thing with Superman. But then people were like, well, Superman would win because Superman holds back. Or like Spider-Man would win because Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
And someone answers it best. They go, the winner is whoever the writer is. And I agree with that. Because there are some Batman comics where Batman just sweeps. Batman sweeps everything, right? Then there's other comics where Superman's like, I'm only using like 3% of my power. And like if I ever did use my power, y'all would be destroyed.
Doesn't Superman have like a Susanoo now?
Has a what?
A Susanoo.
Pardon?
Superman.
He has a Susanoo now?
Yeah, did you not see that?
No, I haven't seen that. Actually,
he has like an actual Susanoo.
I have to see that now. I know the new Superman comics have been going a little wild.
Yeah, I think this is like Superman Prime or something.
Yeah, I want to. Oh my God, that's a whole Susanoo.
Yeah, Spider-Man, Superman right here, has a whole maybe Susanoo right now.
Editor, whoever's, I don't know which one of us is editing this. Boo! Right, just a straight up Susanoo. Yeah, I mean, I think it depends whoever, does Goku have a Susanoo? I think it's whoever the writer is. It's the same argument with anime. Obviously, if you're putting Naruto and Luffy in a thing, if it's Oda, Oda's gonna make it. Actually, I think it'd be really funny if Oda made the Naruto one. But it's just whoever the writer feels in that moment.
You have to add some realism to it, because there was like this spin-off series where it had like Goku fight Luffy versus another person.
Oh, Toriko, yeah. And that was weird.
And Goku was just playing with them the entire time. Yeah, no,
Goku leveled up. And this was, I think, I don't even think Luffy had gear 4 at this point. So everyone was just like, wow, Luffy real underpowered in this one. I think, but like I said, I think it's whoever's writing it. I think it also depends like what world you're putting them in. Because like, let's say we have the Naruto Luffy argument, right? Like, does Luffy have chakra? Like you get me? Like,
well, I think it'll be like their own power, with their own
own power system. Maybe
it's Luffy, by the way.
No, I think it's Naruto. I think
there's
maybe,
no way you're gonna do this.
Maybe
to me.
Maybe
we're
with
not
Gear
gonna
5.
Have this conversation.
Maybe
right
now that Gear 5. I think before Gear 5, I think Naruto.
But then here's the thing.
But then Gear 5 really changed
Naruto's
the game.
Naruto's story is over.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Over.
It's Naruto X Boruto.
He can't
Boruto.
Get any stronger. He's actually
Naruto,
getting weaker.
Listen, they had to make Boruto relevant.
Naruto,
so, you know,
is
they had to nerfed
badly. I remember people are starting to bring in like the unofficial like novel series of Naruto. And apparently he's broken.
I saw someone say the realest thing about Naruto getting weaker, it just shows that becoming a parent just breaks you. And I was like, wow, that's rough.
I hear the argument of people being like, Naruto's getting old, he's getting weaker. And then there's motherfucking Garp.
Oh yeah, Garp, who over time just becomes a absolute powerhouse. And then I have a segment I've been wanting to do for a while.
What do you want
to
do?
And I wanted to do this, and unfortunately I was going to do it today with Thonel, but you know, I don't know where Thonel is. I feel like I just heard him from the distance somewhere.
Did you?
Maybe. Anyway, so there's this thing on Reddit, right? I'm sure you've seen it. It's been on TikToks. It's been all over people, things, right? Which is called Am I the Asshole?
Right? Oh,
and what people
goodness.
Do is, you know, they say their personal experiences either with an experience that they've had or an experience that someone else has. And then they ask the internet, hey, am I the asshole for doing or thinking this way? A lot of YouTubers react to this. A lot of things do. And I want to do our takes on it because, like, honestly, sometimes Tono and I have good takes. And honestly, sometimes we have very awful, terrible takes.
Yeah, my takes are the best and the only ones.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think you guys should follow me at all the times. Don't think about it. Just agree what I say.
I thought you were going to plug something.
No. Follow me on like social media. But you should follow Nerdslice on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Yes, he's saying that because he edits all of those, which he's been doing good. So, you ready to do some Am I the Assholes?
Yeah.
All right. So
what's the first story we have?
So the first one here, right? I guess we'll just take turns reading. Am I the asshole for telling my wife the lock on my daughter's door does not get removed till my brother-in-law and his daughters are out of our house? Okay, right off the bat, I feel like I need context for this.
Let's give our opinions.
Am I the asshole for telling my wife the lock on my daughter's door does not get removed?
I say he's not the asshole right now. Because it makes sense.
I think it depends. I think if there's some sort of sketchiness between any of the parties, like, I can agree. That's what I'm saying. I think
the lock shouldn't be removed in general.
I think I need to make sure that I'm reading this right. Telling my wife the lock on my door does not get removed.
Yeah, like,
so the, like, they can't come out of the room. Or is it that no one can go in the room?
I feel like it's nobody can go in the room.
Let's read it. Because like I said, I need a little context. So my brother-in-law Sammy lost his home shortly after his divorce 10 months ago. He moved in with us and brought his twin daughters, Olivia and Sloane, with him a couple of months ago. His sister, my wife, and I have one daughter, Zoe. She's 16. She and her cousin aren't close, but they get along just fine. Olivia and Sloane have no respect for Zoe's privacy. None. They used to walk into a room and take everything they get their hands on. Makeup, phone, accessories, clothes, school laptop, etc. Zoe complained a lot, and I've already asked the girls to respect Zoe's privacy and stop taking things. My wife and Sammy saw no issue with this. After all, they're girls and their typical teenage girl behavior. But I completely disagree. So right off the bat, see, that's what I was saying. I needed more context.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I agree.
You agree that they should keep the lock on?
Well, we got to finish it, but keep the lock on.
Last straw was when Zoe bought a $60 MAC makeup kit that looks like a paint set that she saved up for over a month, and one of the girls, Sloane, took it without permission and ruined it by mixing shades together while using it. I don't know much about makeup, but that's what Zoe said when she found the kit on her bed and was crying. I told my wife, and she said she asked Sloane to apologize, but I got Zoe a lock after I found she was moving valuable belongings out of the house because of this incident. Yeah, right off the bat, I agree.
Yeah.
I think if they're messing with her stuff and it's her stuff, I think it's different if they've had a conversation and were like, hey, can you like not go through our daughter's things? Can you like, you're making her upset? But if they've actively messed with her stuff, I think they're in their right to do that. Especially it's their home too.
I don't know how you're gonna, you know, defend that kind of action, being like, oh, they're just girls.
Yeah, but it's also, you need like, it's also their house and they're letting them stay there. And like, I get that they're, you know, teenagers, like we said, but there needs to be a respect of privacy.
They're teenagers. They should know what they're doing. They're just being deals.
So let's keep going. Sammy and his daughter saw the lock and weren't happy. The girls were extremely upset. Sammy asked about it, and I straight up told him. He said, my daughters aren't thieves. It's normal that girls of the same age borrow each other's stuff, he said. Zoe could easily get another makeup kit for $15 from Walmart and shouldn't even be buying expensive adult makeup in the first place, and suggested that my wife take care of this defect in Zoe's personality, trying to appear older than he is. He accused me of being overprotective and babying Zoe with this level of enablement. I would have kicked him out by now. So not only is this person staying at their house, right?
They said that.
They also said, well, you know, it doesn't matter because your kid has problems.
They just said that. Oh my God, they just said that.
They just said that. I told him, this is between me and my wife, but she shamed me for putting a lock on Zoe's door and her cousins to see and preventing them from spending time with her, saying I was supposed to treat them like daughters. Then demanded I removed it, but I said this lock does not get removed till her brother and his daughters are out of our house. See, that's the key word there. Our house.
Yeah.
She got mad and was implying that we kicked them out and said her family will hate me for this. So I reminded her that I let Sammy and his family move in, which is something her own family refused to do, so that she should start with shaming, blaming them for not taking their own son and nieces and granddaughters in. If it wasn't for her family's unwillingness to help, we wouldn't be dealing with this disturbance at home. Everyone's been giving me and Zoe silent treatment after, and my wife is very much upset over this. Yeah, fuck that.
What kind of fucking privilege all right. family is
listen,
this?
Listen. Once again, it's bad enough. It's bad enough that they let you stay in your home, right? Because that's already something that they don't have to do. And they even said it. They said it perfectly. If the rest of your family isn't helping you, but we helped you, like I feel
and
like.
And then that's how you're gonna freaking repay us.
Exactly.
That's how you're gonna repay us.
And don't, like I said, don't get me wrong. I get it. Teenagers have a lot of things. Yeah. I think if they had a sit down and they had a conversation, I think that was how it should have started, right? And obviously, we don't know. Maybe they did. But yeah, touching, like, messing up their stuff and then saying, like, well, your daughter's a problem because she shouldn't even be, like...
who the hell like, has the audacity to tell another person how to spend their money and be like, oh...
That's like if I let you stay here. If I let you stay here, you're like, listen, I've been, like, you know, I just need to stay here for, like, a few months. And I'm like, yo, Tony, I get it, right? And then I come back home and you're like... Evan, how dare you not get chocolate chip cookies? How dare you get white chocolate? Which, by the way, I would always get the chocolate chip cookies. But, how dare you? And honestly, Evan, you don't even need to be eating cookies in the first place.
The only time I'll do that if you got raisin oatmeal.
I would never get raisin oatmeal. Yeah, no offense to her. Actually,
I know something's wrong.
So listen, did I ever tell you why I'm traumatized by raisins?
Why?
Okay, so fun fact. I don't like raisins, right? But the real emotional turmoil of why I don't like raisins is there's a place here, right, called... Monkey Island, right? Have you heard of this place? Monkey Jungle. Monkey Island's a video game. There's a place called Monkey Jungle, right? And they have these like little containers where you can put raisins in to feed the monkeys, right? So you put the raisins in, right?
I know where this is going.
So I put the raisins in, right? And then the monkey started throwing raisins back at me. And I was just like, what is happening, right? So then my dumbass, this is on me. I'm going to admit.
Back at them?
No, this is on me. I had this little stuffed Tigger that I had when I was like really little, right? And I went to go throw a raisin back and I put the Tigger in the container that they would like pull up to get the raisins. And they started pulling up the Tigger. And me as a 6-year-old was wrestling with this monkey to try to keep my like Tigger from becoming like monkey food. And my brother was there like, what the fuck is happening? So yeah, raisins traumatize me. I also just don't like the taste of raisins. If you guys like the taste of raisins, then you know,
shriveled up grapes.
But yeah, once again, back to the thing, because I, you know, like to segue to things randomly. Oh my God, Donald's not here. I can say that I'm segueing. Fuck you.
You also learned how segue actually spelled.
I did. Yeah, I'll expose myself. So Anthony was editing our TikToks, right? And he posted it, and I went, Anthony, you need to change it. That's not how you spell Segway. He's like, Evan, you know the word Segway and like the vehicle Segway are two different things, right? I went, there's no fucking way. And sure enough, you know, I should have trusted you. I trust you.
But yeah, going back to the last story.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You're not the asshole. They're weirdos. And yeah, then just telling them that she's trying to look older for buying more expensive makeup.
Yeah, which
weird.
Is not. Once again, it's the very equivalent of like, don't tell me how to raise my child. Like, there's a difference between like saying like, oh, you know, like in my opinion, versus you're wrong for letting her try to have makeup that makes her look older. But yeah, I mean, I guess you guys can let us know if they were the asshole or not. Moving on to the next one. Do you want to read this one?
I could read that one, but I can't because it's not on my side. So you should read
it. I'll read this one then. Am I the asshole for poisoning housemaid who ate my food without my permission and ended up in the ER? I also feel like this one has many layers. I'm going to say they are the asshole for poisoning.
I'm going to say they're not. I'm gonna say
that. I'm gonna say they are, but I feel like
that's a teaching lesson.
But I feel like this is a clickbait situation, and we're gonna have so much more context afterwards. So it says, I-19 male recently moved into a shared place, and there's someone who keeps stealing my food. At first, I thought it was just a mistake, but even my leftovers were being eaten. Ew. It was very clear that the person was doing it on purpose. I spoke to my housemates about how I would just prefer to be asked first, but they were nonchalant about it, and none of them admitted to doing it, and I haven't caught anyone in the act. So I just tried to ignore it as if it only happened a couple of days. So, yeah, right off the bat, it is a little disgusting to eat. Like, it's different if it's, like, your significant others or, like, someone, like...
But, you know...
But, like, I feel like it's weird to, like, I would never eat your leftovers. Like, yeah, I would never eat, like, Aesthetica's or V-Mogurtoffs or, like, anyone's...
I've had housemates before. They've done weird shit. But they never ate my food or anything. Yeah. So I was good with that.
Yeah.
One of them did leave a whole burger inside the fridge. Anthony. But they didn't cover it up.
Anthony, please.
It was, like, on the plate still.
Anthony, please.
And I was disgusted by it.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, and I ate that burger.
No, I didn't eat it. I just thought it was disgusting. He just left the whole burger in the fridge.
I mean, I've done that. Well, I've also covered it, though.
They never covered it, and it was there for like 3 days.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the do you remember the episode where the Krabby Patty just becomes like really disgusting and moldy, and Squidward's like, this is the greatest thing that I've ever eaten in my entire life. So they continue, they go, a few days ago I came home from work with a carton of eggs that I found while dumpster diving and some bread. Why were they dumpster anyway? And some bread. I wanted to give the eggs the water test first before eating them to make sure that they are safe to consume, but I was too tired and went to bed early without eating. The next day, I found out that one of my housemates got so sick and ending up having to go to the emergency room. My eggs were not in the fridge where I left them, but I saw the carton and shells in the trash, and my bread was open. I had a hunch that it was him because there was a possibility that the eggs had gone bad, but I was also annoyed by the fact that he helped himself to my food without asking. When he came back, I asked him if he had eaten my eggs and bread, but he denied. I then said, okay, but I hope whoever ate them doesn't get sick as you did, because I found the eggs in a dumpster. His face immediately dropped and he looked visibly uncomfortable. He got angry and went from saying that he may have consumed the food by mistake as he wasn't paying attention and doesn't exactly remember, and accused me of poisoning him. See, you were right. I have context now, and now, like...
Yeah, no...
They didn't re... I thought they poisoned him on purpose.
No,
like,
no.
Like, from the title, I thought it was, like, they, like, found out someone was stealing their food, and they're like, haha, I'm gonna fuck with them, right? No, the person's just dumb. Anyway, he said that it's a health hazard to bring such a food in a communal space without warning everyone first, as it's not uncommon for people in shared places to eat other people's food by mistake. By mistake.
By every other week.
He hasn't spoken to me since then, and my housemates are siding with him and calling me disgusting. So they're all ganging up on him.
They're all probably pitching in on stealing his food.
Oh, 100%. That was a... He caught us. A part of me feels like I wasn't wrong because they were my eggs that I was fully intending on eating, and I didn't think I had to warn people against eating food that didn't belong to them. But I also feel bad and guilty that he got sick. So Reddit, tell me if I was in the
there's
wrong.
An edit.
Oh, there is more. An edit. So before we read the edit, what do we think so far?
He's not the asshole.
I don't think he's the asshole. I don't think he's the asshole. I do imagine
That roommate wasn't the one eating it, and he actually did fuck up for the first time.
You think? He was just like, well, everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
So let's read the edit. Just to clarify, because I see comments suggest that I may have done it on purpose. I didn't. I've been dumpster diving for some of my food recently, so I was fully intending on eating it. I have been eating the food that I have been finding while dumpster diving. I try to exercise caution, and thankfully hasn't made me sick yet, but had he not eaten it, I was probably going to end up in the ER myself because I was obviously going to eat it. I didn't randomly do it just to try to bait and catch whoever has been eating my food. Food poisoning is no joke. As I said, I just moved recently and just trying to get on my feet. I also understand that although I make sure to wipe the food first, ultimately it's gross to put food that came from a dumpster in my communal fridge or pantry and will not continue to do so. I do agree with that. I don't think he should be
grabbing food from the dumpster.
Like the dumpster dive food.
They're really struggling.
Apparently, like he says, you know, that he's trying to get on his feet. And like, listen, like, once again, I will never shame people for what they do for money, because at the end of the day, you know, what you decide to do is what you decide to do. But yeah, I don't think he's the asshole. Do you think he's the asshole?
I don't think he's the asshole.
But yeah, you know who is the asshole? Our TV, for not mirroring the iPad right now. So, I'm going to actually ask you guys a question of the day. What is Am I the Asshole moment for you guys? All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
That is a really good question of the day.
Have you ever had the moment where you thought you were the asshole, or maybe someone else did? Do you have one that you can think of?
If I'm the asshole?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I was the asshole.
Well, you want to expose yourself?
No. But,
Here, say your story.
Damn, do I really want to expose myself like that, though? Yeah, you know, I was a little razzle dazzle. It was like my first relationship type deal. It was kind of coming to an end, and we were hitting our 1 year anniversary.
Anthony, I swear.
What?
Just keep going.
We're hitting our 1 year anniversary.
Uh huh. Which is a special thing for a lot of people, you know.
Super special. Oh my god, he's so special. Anyways, people are gonna hate me after this, bro. I was a broke little freshman. I forgot. This was starting
Anthony,
high school.
What did you do?
After the 1 year anniversary, we were on the verge of breaking up. You know, we broke up after like a week or a month after that. I was like, man, I'm gonna buy this person gifts. So I went to my school's Lost and Found, and I got gifts from in there.
What did you give her?
I think I gave her like a sweater.
Just a nice pair of socks.
I don't know. I remember. It was a long time ago. But yeah, no. Am I the asshole?
So your follow-up question of the day. Is Anthony the asshole for, as a 1 year anniversary, giving things? Did she like it at least?
I mean, she was nice about it. She gave the little...
She was just like, wow, that's amazing. In her head, she's like, what the fuck is wrong with him? That's funny. I would have to think of mine. I can't really think of one at the moment. We have our next Am I the Asshole, though. Do you think you can read this one, or you want me to tackle this one again?
I can read it with my dyslexia.
With your Alexia?
Dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
You know what would be fun after this, though? Have you ever heard of the What Would You Do segments?
Is this like the TV show?
No, I think that's another Reddit thing.
Okay,
let me tell you. Am I the asshole for not telling my wife that my sister died?
Okay.
That's a weird title. What do you think?
I'm going to say no, because I'm just going to assume there's context.
There probably is context. You know, you're grieving his sister. It's a big thing, but like at some point, like if you don't confide in your wife, who do you confide with?
Fair.
So,
I like that he says that immediately after being like, yeah, I just got her like a sweater from the Lost and Found. Anthony's morals switched up real quick after high school.
I'm an adult now. I'm not that young whippersnapper who, you know, went out and done hoodlum stuff.
I want you to look at the way you're sitting and tell me that you're an adult.
What's wrong with the way I'm sitting?
I don't know. Don't all roast me for sitting crisscross, and I just see you like...
Yeah.
Tattoo.
I'm not young anymore. I'm just a whore.
Anyway,
he's a 35 male. Sister died 3 weeks ago. My wife had only met her once since she lived quite far away, and every time I went to see her, my wife didn't come. My dad told me that she died and told me... I can't see that. It's pretty far. I can't see it. Can you read it? I can't see it.
My dad told me that she died and told me where her funeral was. My dad told me that she died and told me when her funeral was. I traveled down for the funeral, and I told my wife I was going to see my sister, which wasn't really a lie. I mean, it's not a lie. A few days after I got back home, my brother called my wife and told her to check up on me since I hadn't been answering his calls and texts. I guess she asked why he was so worried, and my brother told her about my sister dying. My wife got really upset at me for not telling her, and she said that I can't trust her and that I should talk to her instead of bottling up my feelings. I explained that I didn't tell her because I knew she'd worry and expect me to talk about how I feel. It's very sweet of her for worrying about me, but she doesn't need to. It's like she doesn't understand that I don't talk about how I feel, unlike her. She's barely spoken to me since. She said that she feels betrayed. I didn't mean to upset her so much. I just didn't want to deal with her constant worrying. Am I the asshole? Yes. I think they are. I think they are. Listen, listen, listen. I know that you probably agree with this because you might relate to some of the things in this, Anthony. But
my sister's alive.
I'm going. I was gonna say I'm going home. This is my home. You get out. Yeah, I mean, I think, listen,
look,
I understand that there are some people that don't like to talk about their emotions. I get it. I understand some people are like that. But, like, I feel like you at least have to tell them that they died. Like, you can be like, listen, I don't want you to worry. I don't want to talk about it. This is how I truly feel. But my sister's dead, right? I feel like you need to at least tell them that.
There's a fine line because that's... It's his business. It's his family member. There's some things that's really hard to bring up.
But like, if this is his wife, this is also her sister-in-law. So it's like,
I get that it's his wife.
It's different if it was like a girlfriend or like
met the sister.
How do you know that?
He just said it.
No, he said that he traveled. That doesn't mean that she's never met him.
They only met once. And then every time they try to meet, the wife doesn't go and meet the sister or anything.
Anthony, if I find out that, like...
I just get it. Sometimes it's really hard, especially for people who can't open up, to bring up stuff like that. And he wasn't lying. He did go see his sister.
We have very different, conflicting opinions on this. You guys,
I know we have different opinions on it, but,
You guys can let us know.
Who's right, and why am I right?
Anthony did start this podcast by saying his opinions are always right. But yeah, I think we got one more in us. Before we move on. So this last one, am I the asshole for getting upset when my partner packs her lunch for the next day before we even had a chance to eat our dinner? Listen, I'm gonna say no, they're not, because listen, I get it, bro. She's meal prepping, and I get it, bro. You come back from work and you're like, I gotta worry about tomorrow's meal. I'm like, I get it, bro. I get it.
Food's wrong with you?
Food's expensive. I went to Listen, I'm going to do my conspiracy theory for this episode.
You have a conspiracy theory?
I have a conspiracy theory for this episode.
What's your conspiracy theory?
There is some sort of enigma, some sort of black hole that happens at every single Publix, that no matter the amount of quantity of amount of things you buy, you will always, always spend $30. Because the last five times that I've gone to Publix, whether it's I buy seven things, whether I buy...
Because inflation's 12 things. Bitch.
I know. But like, I bought chicken nuggets, a pub sub, and like, butter.
You can't get anything under $20 anymore.
But it's mostly at Publix. Because like, you know what $30 gets me in Aldi's?
What?
I can buy like half the store. Buy half the store.
Then go to Aldi's.
I did. I do. I had to go to Publix for this one time.
You know, I went to a fast food place, and I asked for fries only. And that shit was like $4.
Dude,
why though?
I think it was McDonald's.
Yeah.
It was McDonald's it was Burger King with Thalia the other day. And my soda was like $3.50.
It's a soda.
And I was like, bro, $3.50? For my little Coke Zero? But like we said earlier, if you have any are you the asshole moments, I'd definitely love to read some of those. And we can decide with you if you truly were the asshole or not. So let's get back to our am I the asshole for getting upset that my partner packs her lunch for the next day before we've even had a chance to eat our dinner? Normally, I'm the one who cooks because I enjoy it and I'm the better cook. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
When my partner gets home from work, the meal is usually ready or close to ready. She sets the table. It's just us, no kids. And usually she will wash her lunchbox and immediately pack her lunch for tomorrow straight from the stove. This is done before we even had a chance to sit down and eat the meal I've cooked. I don't know why exactly, but this behavior really annoys me. She says it's because she's tired after eating and doesn't want to do it then. By pointing out that she can pack her lunch after she has watched the dinner's plate and while I am putting the leftovers into the Tupperware containers. This has also happened once or twice when we've had guests over for dinner. To me, making her lunch plate before anyone else has had a chance to eat the food feels like self-serving behavior. She's literally serving herself first. Maybe it's petty, but it bothers me when I mentioned it to her, she got defensive and said that I was creating a fake problem. While it's not a big issue, it is an action that makes me feel not good and she has the ability to change her behavior but refuses to. Am I the asshole and this is not a thing, or should she wait until after we eat to pack her lunch? Edit. We had a chance to talk about it and agreed that when I cook, I will box her lunch as I plate our dinners. That way her lunch gets packed and put away, and that I don't get annoyed at her for swooping in on my hard work.
What kind of fucking double standard is that? No, you are the fucking asshole. What the fuck?
You are the asshole.
What? Oh, you're doing it, but now that I'm doing it, not that? So, what the fuck?
So listen. Before, I was still always under they are the asshole, right? But yeah. Like, I understand if it was like a, hey, like, don't do it when other people are around. Because it does, I get it. That. I get that. Because it does feel weird. A little weird to be like, you know. But at the end of the day, like I said, we get it. And I agree with her sentiment about being like, listen, after I'm done eating, dude. I take a shower, I go to bed. That's it. It's game over. Like, I might play, like, a game on the couch for, like, an hour, but, like, that's it. Like, I'm done for the day. So I get it. But, like, it seems like he just seems, like, a little butthurt that, like, maybe she didn't want to take his food. Does that make sense? So I feel like maybe he was just butthurt. But, like you said, it is, like, a little weird double standard. He's like, we're okay now because, like,
now I
packed the food. Get
your little man eagle
out of here. It is a little. It is a little weird. We're actually going to do one more because I saw one that really caught my attention.
Oh, God.
All right. So this is going to be our last one for the pod. Let us know also, like we said, what you guys agree with the people's stances. Let's see how this is. All right. So, Anthony. This one is called, am I the asshole for not changing my dog's name when my new neighbor's child had the same name?
You're not the asshole.
You're not the asshole. You're not the asshole. Now, here's what I think.
Your dog is more important than that child.
No. Do I think if they had the name first? Yeah, it's a little weird. But if, like, let's say the dog's name is, like, Charlie, and then your neighbor named it Charlie, I don't think you need to change it. Now, if it was they named their kid Charlie and you're like, yeah, I'm going to name my dog fucking Charlie, then that might be a little bit.
It's a dog. It doesn't matter.
Dogs are pretty important.
What if I name my dog Evan?
I would feel so honored.
Exactly.
Wait, actually, it depends what dog it is. If you got like a little
Shih Tzu. If I got a Shih Tzu and named it Evan, would you be upset?
Depends if it's cute. If it's a cute Shih Tzu or not. So, I, 36 male, am the owner of a great Australian cattle dogs are awesome. Named Charlotte, so it's a 6-year-old female dog. I live in a lower middle class suburb in an unspecified United States. I like that they're saying unspecified, like if it's important to the story.
Yeah, right?
I've lived here for about a year now, and I let Charlotte out to go potty. I also like that the example that I used, Charlie. The dog's name is Charlotte. Anyway, I let Charlotte out to go potty roughly 6 or so times a day. It's always the same routine. I open the back door, Charlotte runs outside to pee, and patrol the yard. Apparently it's a pyre thing, and doesn't typically come bounding back to our door until I poke my head out and call her name. About a week or two ago, maybe longer, new neighbors moved in across my back alley. I had no intention of interacting with them whatsoever, except today when I was executing the last step of Charlie's aforementioned potty protocol. I stuck my head out and called her name, but this time, alongside the familiar sounds of my dog galloping, there was an adult human voice, something along the lines of, why are you calling for my daughter? At first, I thought it just might be my new neighbors getting into a spat, until a couple minutes later, I heard pounding on my front door. I opened the door to an angry man about twice my size glaring down at me. He said something like, why the F are you calling my daughter into your house? And I responded, your daughter's name is Charlotte? And he kind of just kept glaring at me. In absence of a response, I followed up with, Charlotte's my dog's name. And he rolled his eyes at me and said, I better change my dog's name because he doesn't want his daughter getting confused and running into my house. I told him that's not going to happen because not only did my dog have the name first, we also lived here first. Plus, I don't like strangers making demands of me before even attempting to be polite. What I didn't say, but really wanted to say, is that teaching his child stranger danger is his responsibility, not mine. He called me stupid and said that a human child obviously has priority over a dog for a name. I shut the door in his face and stared at him through the peephole for a moment before he eventually walked back into his house. The last party break, I went out with Charlotte and stayed in the yard with her until she finished her business. But this guy kind of stood in his yard with his arms crossed and glared at me the entire time. TLDR, I think it's unfair that the father's demands I change my dog's name just because he chose the same name for his kid. But on the other hand, most humans think humans have priority over dogs for just about everything. Am I the asshole? No, I don't think they're the asshole. Yeah. I think I agree. Listen, he brought up a good point. Like, listen, you need to talk to your kid and be like, hey, that dog has the same name as you.
Uh-huh.
Don't go into their house. And I think it's also like, if they went about it differently, like if they were like, hey, listen, you know, like when you're outside, can you just say like, hey girl, like, you know, like, can you just, if they went about it nicer, I think there's more of an argument to be made. But the fact that they just immediately got angry and were like, change your dog's name. Yeah, like,
but
you don't need to change that.
I will say this. I understand the other guy being angry at first, because I would be pissed if some random stranger calls my daughter into their house. The minute I hear, oh, my dog's name's Charlotte too, I would have laughed it off, been like, my bad, dog. You have to see it from my point of view, how weird that sounded.
No.
I moved to this neighborhood. Stranger calls my daughter.
As a parent, I would understand the safety. But I feel like once you explain, like he said, like, hey, like, I'm sorry, but also, like, that's my dog's name. Then I can, you know.
Also, why are you leaving your 2-year-old daughter unattended in the backyard all alone? That you don't see them leaving to a random stranger house for even a second. Why is that even a concern?
It is a new neighborhood. You're right. They did just move.
I would
be a little bit more.
Why are you? I don't want my daughter to get confused and run over. Why are you not watching your daughter? Why are you letting your daughter, 2-year-old daughter, let loose in the backyard?
Hey, I would let you babysit my kid.
Would you?
I don't know. Before I would say no, but maybe
you're gonna drop off your kid at my house. And then you're going to come back and they're going to be like, Father, I wish to talk about the Roman Empire.
And I'm going to be like, oh my God, he had George over. So with all these stories, like I said, let us know what you guys think. And like I said, let us know your Am I the Asshole moment. Also, let us know what you think happened to Thonel. We really don't know where he is. Anthony, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Kind of following up with this. This is my question of the day for you, because fun fact, Evan did not have questions of the day for today. Uh-huh. It's okay. Sometimes you guys need a little break to let those brains work.
Get the brains.
Right? So I want to know, what has been the most asshole thing that's ever happened to you?
Happened to me.
Yeah. Like, what has been your encounter?
God, you know, where we live, there's a lot of assholes.
That is true.
Especially on the streets.
That is true. Not you guys that watch though. Well, actually you might be. We never know.
Yeah, but you're the good kind
but
of
you guys
assholes.
Are the good kind
we
of assholes.
We love you, and asshole. You assholes. Anyways, there was this one. It didn't happen that long ago, actually. I went...
Sorry, continue.
So I was trying to talk, and there was this guy who just randomly make noises on the mic. Anyways.
Dude, no way. He sounds pretty handsome.
So my mother told me to go pick up a phone that she broke at like the phone fix a guy. And then I go, oh, there's parking. I look at the thing and it's like, don't park there. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to park there. I'm going to park in this perfectly open parking lot.
Oh, God.
I park in the openly perfect parking lot. I go inside. I talk to the guy. The guy's like, hey.
Hey.
We're going to test out the phone. They test out the phone. Turns out the way they put it on was wrong. So they said, well, you got to be back. I walk out. I go in my car. I'm getting my shit ready. You know, I get in there. I'm picking my music. Blah, blah, blah. Some guy starts walking. He starts just yelling at me pretty much. You know, this is the parking lot. You go park there. You got to go do, 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 whatever. He starts yelling at me. I'm not processing because I had my window down or up. So I'm like, oh, yeah. I thought he was coming saying, are you leaving? I'm like, yeah, buddy, I'm leaving. Don't worry about it. But then when I rolled my window down, when he got closer, that's when I heard, like, oh, this is our parking spot. If you were here for that, then you got to park there and all that. And I, you know, very generously tell him that I am going to leave.
Anthony started wrapping his hands. It was just like,
I am going to leave soon. So you don't have to worry about me, very nicely. So he went back in his car and I waited another 10 minutes. And then once I started, because I had, you know, I had to put my seatbelt on. And yeah, yeah. Sure, and
that takes a lot of time.
I had to find gotta the make sure music.
Your steering wheel's perfectly.
I somehow ended up on TikTok. It was.
I get
weird.
It. I get it. These things happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then once I started driving off, he like he tried to quickly and hit the car next. The car that's parked.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
And then so I just waved goodbye. And I don't think he was happy about that.
And that's the story of how I accidentally hit a car while waiting for
So what about you? What's the most?
I mean, obviously, I have a bunch of car stories, like you said. I remember one a long time ago. I was driving on the expressway, and this person was super speeding. Like, I was looking in my rear view, and I had to swerve into like you know how like when the expressway like diverges, yeah. It's like the middle. I had to like swerve into there, yeah. Because if not, this person was fully going to ram into me. And I don't remember who was on the phone with me, but I think they witnessed a visceral anger in me that I have never had before. Because I was like, what the? And I hope that you. And I was like guttural from my throat. And they were like, you good? And I was like, no. Because honestly, like, if this. And I was just popping off. Just a lot of driving ones. Yeah. I mean, I can. So they named a germ after me.
What?
So in middle school, they named a germ after me. But, you know, I kind of got past. God. I got past that trauma slightly.
Yeah,
almost.
That's so funny because I named a germ after a kid I knew in high school.
I also see on TikTok a lot of like real road rage. Dude, you're the one that showed me that someone was like at like a mall.
Yeah.
And they were like saying something and they just got shot.
Yeah, yeah, it was a YouTube prank.
Yeah, and too. I was just like, bro, like some people have such a short trigger. I like that normally we're such a like upbeat positive podcast and this podcast we're just like,
are you the asshole?
This is what happens when Donald's not here.
So that's gonna be the question of the day, guys. Let us know what's your biggest asshole moments and let us know what happened to you that the other person was the biggest asshole, and we'll judge it to make sure to see who's actually the biggest asshole.
Exactly. So until then, stay good. Maybe Donald will be back. We're not entirely sure yet.
Check out the next episode to see if Donald's back in, exactly. Or to see what happened to him.
Exactly.
We don't know at all.
That's the tagline of this podcast. Where's something Donald? Will happen. We don't know what. Something will happen. Wherever you are, Donald, I hope you're doing great.
Wherever you are, Donald.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you, of guys. Course. Thank you guys for being here as well. And we will catch you guys on the next one. Peace.